This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's election process begins this week with the start of local party caucuses and assemblies. CPR Public Affairs editor Megan Verlee reports this is one way candidates become eligible for primaries.
In Colorado, candidates can collect petition signatures to get on the ballot, or they can go through the caucus and assembly process. Now, getting signatures can be more sure, but it's more expensive. So a lot of candidates use these party meetings to qualify for the June primary ballot.
CPR's Megan Verlee. The primary is in June. A bill that aims to help local communities fight crime by funding improvements in troubled areas gets its first hearing at the Statehouse today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Senate Bill 1 would set aside about $10 million in local grants for things like improved lighting and alleyways. Democratic Senator Janet Buckner says the goal is to have cities and neighborhoods figure out the public safety approaches that work best for them.
A lot of people have talked about failed policies in the past. Well, this is evidence-based strategies that we're using for safer streets and infrastructure improvements.
Buckner says so far the bill hasn't received much pushback. It's part of a larger effort by lawmakers to try to address the state's rising crime rate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been cited for contempt of court for secretly recording a criminal hearing and lying to a judge about it. Peters will have a hearing at the end of the month where the judge will determine any penalties. Peters is also facing two misdemeanor charges for resisting police officers who came to seize the iPad she used for the recording. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 10:06.